Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration today comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 13th chapter, which you just heard. Returning to that passage, we hear Jesus say, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not." Most of us are so familiar with the image of Jesus as the Lamb of God that we don't give it a second thought. It's just a matter of course. But how about the hen of God? That's another story. But in the words that you just heard, Jesus compares his love for the people of Jerusalem to the nurturing, protecting love of a mother hen, draping her wings over her chicks. It's a tender image. It's a comforting image. And yet there's tragedy in these words. There's heartbreak. Because Jesus has tried to gather his children together. He's tried to get them under his wings. And they wouldn't. They rejected him. Chances are, you've known the pain of rejection, whether it's rejection in a relationship, rejection at your job, the rejection of wanting something so much only to be passed by. We know how it feels. So just imagine, if you possibly can, how the Son of God feels as he journeys towards Jerusalem, his holy city, the location of his Father's house, the temple, and the reception he gets is rejection. He's come so that people, his people, can truly know God. He has come to bring forgiveness, a new direction in life. He's come to offer never-ending life to his people and all people. And the response is no. No thanks, Jesus. We don't want you. We don't want what you have to give. Keep this up, Jesus of Nazareth, and things might get ugly. Now, Jesus was not surprised by this rejection. He even said, "Jerusalem is the city that kills the prophets, stones those who are sent to her to proclaim the word of God." And certainly one of those prophets he would have been thinking of was Jeremiah, who in today's Old Testament lesson is threatened with death for speaking the word of the Lord. Human beings can have strange, extreme reactions to God's word of repentance and mercy. As Paul writes in today's epistle, many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. They glory in their shame with their minds set on earthly things. And it boggles our minds. Enemies of the cross of Christ. Enemies of forgiveness, that means. Enemies of all that is good. And yet we are well aware that rejection of Jesus is all around us. Hollywood stars sit down for interviews. They delight in talking about how they've left the faith of their childhood behind and have gone on to bigger and better things, in their opinion. Fathers and mothers try to lead families apart from the wisdom that God has to offer. People crave power. People crave control. They despise those who promote peace and forgiveness in Jesus' name. Meanwhile, Jesus is still working through His Word, trying to gather His people to Himself. He's not surprised by all the rejection, but it still breaks His heart. And the worst of it is, this is not just a message about how those people, the people out there, reject Him. It's also about how I reject Him. And how you might too, people who really ought to know better. And how, may you ask, do I reject Jesus? Well, if I'm being honest, is Jesus the most important person in my life, really? How often do I actually share my faith with other people? Am I really looking to serve people who are worse off than I am, taking the time to do that? Do I do it joyfully? Do I try living a life of purity and obedience? If I wrote down the things that I do on a weekly basis, would they reveal that Jesus is my number one priority? Would He make the top five? I'm willing to admit I fall under the condemnation of these questions. And the little decisions that I make do reject my Savior. Are you willing to admit the same? If so, I want you to listen to this. It's going to sound too good to be true, but it's the truth. Jesus is not surprised by rejection, and even though it broke His heart, He pressed on to Jerusalem. He pressed on to the hill where the criminals were put to death. Jesus does not handle rejection like we do. When we're rejected, we either lash out in anger, or more often than not, we shut down, we curl up into a ball so that we don't get hurt again. But not Jesus. He kept putting one foot in front of the other, all the way to Calvary. In the face of the most bitter rejection imaginable, where we help our friends and those who can reward us, Jesus helped those who hated them. People who spit in His face. And He prayed for their forgiveness. Where we turn our backs on those who reject us, Jesus offered His back to the Roman whip, absorbing the punishment for us. Where we shut down emotionally, where we put self-preservation first on our list, Jesus thought more highly of you than His own life. Rejection did not stop Jesus from proving His love to you. And in the end, his wish, his dream came true. He gathers his children with his outstretched arms on the cross. He gathers his children with his wings of forgiveness and reconciliation. And though his arms are nailed fast to the wood, his love embraces the world. And that love embraces you and me, people who have resisted Jesus, people who have rejected him and our little choices. And what he wants most is for you to turn around and return his embrace. His arms are still open wide. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in today's gospel, we see a broken-hearted Jesus mourning over Jerusalem, yes, but also mourning over humanity. Humanity that continually goes in their own way. We depend completely, and we are in awe today as we recall that you do not handle rejection the way we do. Our life with you depends on it. Though we asked not for you to do so, you went directly through your passion, through your suffering, your death on the cross, so that it wouldn't be us facing the price for our sin alone. You did it for us so that our record before you could be spotless and clean. And you offer it to us freely. Help us this day by the Holy Spirit's power to embrace you, Lord, to return the embrace of love that you give to us out of a heart that's willing to be broken in order to redeem us. And may everything that we do and say from this point forward be in celebration of a love that can't be stopped. In your holy name we pray. Amen.